out tonight. If they give you a nidu, they ban you, even on a condition, sarach hafara. Still the nidu takes place, and you have to be made for the nidu. How do we know this? From Yehuda, from the Maisa of Yehuda. To accept that Yehuda told Yaakov, if I do not bring back the Binyamin, that I should be benidui. And even though Yehuda did bring back Binyamin, still the Pasuk says, V'yomer b'shmo b'nachmeni, Omer Reb Yenison, what does the Pasuk say? Yechi Ruven v'yal yomus, v'zois li Yehuda, that Yehuda Ruven should live, and this should be to Yehuda. That means like this, that kol oisin mem shon, all the 40 years, shor Yisro b'midbon, even after Yehuda died, the 40 years at the Atzmoisav shor Yehuda hoye megugolim b'yorin, the bones of Yehuda was rolling around in his coffin. Notice he was benidui. The nidu that Yaakov put upon him was mekoyim, even though the tanai was kayim. There was no hafara mad Moshe, so Moshe stood up and made the hafara. Obik yisholav rachman. He asked rachman from Hashem. Om alafon of ribayne shalalam. Migorim leruven shiyoida. Who caused Reuven to do tshuva, to be made on his chet? Yehuda. That's the spostik of Yechi Reuven val yamis v'zois liyehuda. V'zois liyehuda. That this is the reason why Yehuda did tshuva was because the reason why Reuven did tshuva was because of Yehuda. V'zois liyehuda. This is a zchus to Yehuda. Shema Hashem kol Yehuda. So that's what Moshe was davening to Hashem. So because of Moshe's tefillah, the nidu went away a little bit. That oil evrayel shofa. All his limbs went into the socket. It was like this, his bones was rolling around. So now all the limbs went into the socket. But still, they have become Mailalela Mesifta Rekia. Yehuda's neshama cannot go up to the Mesifta Rekia, to the special yeshiva upstairs. So Moshe still daven. V'yel amoy tivienu, bring him into his nation. So that then they let him come into the Mesifta. They have become Yoda Lemishkol Lemitrach Bishmaita. He was able to come in, he got a seat in the yeshiva, but he didn't know how to talk and learning there. He couldn't argue back and forth with them. He didn't understand them. The Hadi Rabbanim, with the other Rabbanim that were in the Mesifta. This is all because of his nidui. So the Pasuk says, Yodav Ravloi. So that Moshe Davin more, and now he understood how to argue back and forth and learning. But still, they have the Yodav Lefruke Kusha. He couldn't answer a question. He was able to understand the Shir, but he didn't know how to answer a question himself. So then Moshe Davin, the Eitha Mitzarev Tia. Yeah. So kids, it is the proof that even though the nidui that was upon you that was on the Tanai, and even though Yehuda did bring back the Yomin, still the nidu took place. Again, what comes out of a chacham, his dibur has effect. To ask him back and forth, like just ask questions to understand the world. Like ask questions. He'll say a shir, and then they ask the question, he could argue back and forth. But if he asked a good question, he'd not answer it though. He boiled you with a question like this now. The Mishnah says there are three different types of kohen gadols that if they die, he is freed, and Rav Yehuda says the fourth one. The question is, the misas kula mukhaizer, does the rotzeach have to wait till all three or four kohanim die? Or iduma maybe the misas echem him, if one of them die, even the case, let's say you have a kohen gadol, and you have a ovar nimshichosai. You have like one was puzzled, they made a second one, and then the first one went back, and they're both alive now. You can have two kohen gadols alive. So, does he go free with the death of one, or do we need the death of both of them? Rosh Mashiach Muhammad, you could have the Kohen that went to Muhammad, he's still alive with the other Kohen Gadol. That's the question. Do we need both, or is enough one of them? Tosh Shemach, I'm going to bring you proof of the next Mishnah that it says. The next Mishnah says, Nigmar Dinoi B'loi Kohen Gadol. Let's say when they gave the Gemar Dinoi, this Reuven killed B'Shegeg, and the Bezdin gave the verdict, yes, you killed B'Shegeg, you deserve to go to Golis. If at that time there was no Kohen Gadol alive, so the halacha is, and the Yotze Misham Li'olam, he never goes out free. That's the halacha. You only go out free when the Kohen Gadol dies if there's a Kohen Gadol alive when you had your psak. But at the time when you had your psak, if the Kohen Gadol died before your psak and there's no new Kohen Gadol at that time, so you stay there forever. There's never a master of the Misa's Kohen Gadol. But the question is why? V'yim Misa lehed the Beit Hanach. Like the half a meter is, the main Kohen Gadol died, was not there by Yopsak. But the other Kohen Gadol is still alive. Or the Kohen Mashiach HaMacham is still alive. See, if you tell me you need all three deaths to let you go free, that is good. Since one died before your Gemar Din, you're not going to have his death after your Gemar Din, you can't go out free. But if you're going to tell me the Misa of any one of them lets you go free, so why do I care if one Kohen Gadol died already, but you still have the second Kohen Gadol alive? You have the Meshuach Mechama. When he dies, let him go free. So the Gemara says there's no proof, no pashid. The Gemara says, for that, but Bidlecha, I'll tell you what the Mishnah is talking about, where there are no other Kohen. There was only one Kohen Gadol alive, and he died before you had your Gemara Din. So at the time when you made your Gemara Din, there were none of the four alive. That's the case that you stay loylem. But it could be, if there's any one of them that was alive, then when he dies, if any one of them dies, could be any one of them Isa frees you to go out. Okay, now see, now the Mishnah says, Mishanigma dinoi meis kohen gadol. Let's say today in the morning, Bezdin gave its Gemara Din. Bezdin decided that Reuven is chayiv. He killed somebody, b'shoigig is chayiv golus. Now, the next minute, we hear news, the Kohen Gadol just died, after the Gemara Din. Mishanigma dinoi meis kohen gadol, harei zein agoyla. The Ratzeach is freed from going to golus. The Mosh of the Kav HaChoyma. Madach, he's there already, goes out. If he didn't get there yet, for sure he's free. So since the Kohen Gadol died after his psak, he goes out free. He's free from going. What's going to be? Imach l'nigma dinoi. Before Bezdin finished the psak, meis Kohen Gadol, the first Kohen Gadol died. But right away, uminu acha taktov, they appointed the second one. Uliyach mikan nigma dinoi, and then they finished off the Gemara Din tomorrow to say that Reuven is chayiv golus. So choyz b'misasa shosheni. It depends who is the Kohen Gadol alive when the time they made the Gemara Din. Since at the time of the Gemara Din, the second Kohen Gadol was appointed already, so Pshita goes out free when he dies. Nigma dina b'lei Kohen Gadol. Let's say there was a Psak Din, and there was no Kohen Gadol alive at that time, even though they appoint one tomorrow. But at the time of the Gemara Din, if there's no Kohen Gadol alive right now, or else, v'hahoyri Kohen Gadol, a person that killed the Kohen Gadol, and he was the only one alive, he was the only Kohen Gadol alive now, or else, for Kohen Gadol Sharag, a Kohen Gadol himself that kills, that he's Chayev Golis, and Pshita then, when he dies, he's died. There's nobody else that could free him. In all these three cases, and the Yaitzim Mishom Le'olam, he never goes out free, because you don't have a Misas Kohen Gadol that's Mechaper upon him. But it has to be that after the Gemara Din, there's a Kohen Gadol alive, then his Misas Mechaper you. But if there's no Kohen Gadol alive, then you're there forever.
Does that mean that we don't wait?
The other Mishnah says, when the Ratzeach goes into Golus, into Or Miklat, he has no permission to leave, loyally Eidus Mitzvah, not even to say Eidus about a Mitzvah, for Kiddush HaChodesh, for loyally Eidus Mammon, not even to be an aid for somebody to help him out of Mammonis, for loyally Eidus Nefashos, not even if you're the aid, you saw the way somebody killed somebody, and the Bezdin someplace else needs you, you have no right to leave the Or Miklat. V'yafilu Yisrael Tzrichim, even if the Klal Yisrael needs him, still he cannot leave. V'yafilu Sar Tzavo Yisrael, Ki Yoyev Ben Tzruya, even if the head general needs you, you have no right permission to leave your miklat. And Yoytzim Yisham Le'olam, calls the man the Kohen Gadol did not die, you have no right to leave. Shalem the Pasuk says, Asher No Shoma, so V'dashin Shoma there, Shom Tei Dirosoy, that's your living places, your living quarters. Shom Tei Misosoy, if you die there, you have to, you should die there, you stay there till you die. If he didn't die at the Kohen Gadol. And if you die there before the Kohen Gadol, is Shom Tank for Osoy. They bury you there until the Kohen Gadol dies. When the Kohen Gadol dies, then they have a right to remove you and put you by a kforos of your office. But until the Kohen Gadol dies, you even have to be buried there. Now, Kishem, Sheir Koletis, just like the Ori Miklat, the city itself protects you from the Goyim Adon, Kach Tchum HaKelet, the same thing, the 2,000 Amos outside the city also protects you. Ratzeach sheyotzach husletchum. If Ratzeach left the Or Miklat, he did an Aveira, he went out from the Or Miklat. Umotza Goyel Adam, and the Goyel Adam finds him outside the Or Miklat. So, Reb Yois Yeglili Yomer, mitzvah biyad Goyel Adam. It's mamash a mitzvah for him to kill him now. Not only a Rishus permission, he has a mitzvah to kill him. And Rishus biyad Kol Adam. Anybody else, if they want to, they have a right to kill him. Kliat Kol Adam is not a mitzvah, but it's Rishus. Whoever else wants to take revenge for what this person did by killing somebody, they have a right to kill him. Rabbi Akiva Raimanau, Rishus biyad Goyel Adam. There's no mitzvah to kill somebody. If the Goyel Adam meets him outside the Or Miklat, He asked permission to kill him. That's all. Rishus. That means if he killed the Ratzayach, he will not be killed for that. But there's no mitzvah. And v'chol adam chayav emola. We'll see more what this means. Pashut means everybody else, if they kill him, they're chayav misa. They have no permission to kill the Ratzayach.
Right.
Outside the tchum, it has to be right. Now the Gemara says, my timer, what's the reason of the... Gemara says, my time, what, my time, what's the reason of the ratio? That if after the Gemara din, right away the Kohen Gadol dies, he's freed. Somebody that already went to the Ohr Miklat. Yotza Achshav, he goes out now with the death of the Kohen Gadol. Mishalagola, the person did not even get there yet. Ainodin Shalayigla, isn't it a svara? He's freed from going to Golis. The Dhamma maybe, hide the Goli Ichbole. There's a svara the opposite way. The person that already went to Golis, he was living there in exile, he has his kapara. That's why he can go out free now with the Mitzvah Kohen Gadol. But hide the Goli, light. He didn't have any kapara yet. He didn't have any Golis yet. So maybe he has to go to the Ohr Miklat. So Gemara says clear, midi Golis ka mechaperis. Is it the exile that frees him, that gives him the kapara? No. It's misas koinu de mechapra. It's the misa the Kohen Gadol, misas tzadikim mechaperis. It's the misas mechapra. That's the kapara. Not going to Golis. And this is very good, like we said about Beis HaMaveis. Now the Gemara, the reason why Adam Zemim does not receive Golis is not because it's a kapara. The Gemara needs a special pasuk. Only by kufra kapara, the Gemara says a svara, the Edom Zemim don't receive kapara because it's a kapara. And the question is, why didn't the Gemara say the same svara by Golis? And the answer is that going to Golis is not a kapara. The kapara is the Mises Kohen Gadol. Going to Golis is a punishment. So the punishment going to Golis really should apply to Edom Zemim. The Gemara has to answer a new pasuk, who yonishama? A new pasuk that there's no Golis by Edom Zemim. But not because it's a kapara. Because the kapara is not the exile, that's a punishment. The kapara is the misas kohen gadol. Imashon igma dinoi. Minan emili, how do we know this? Omer of Kana, the other quarter pasuk says, V'yoshev bo ad moisa kohen gadol. Asher moshach hoisei b'shemen ha-kodesh. That he has to live there until the kohen gadol dies. And the kohen what? Asher moshach hoisei, they anointed him with a special shemen ha-kodesh. The question is, V'chihu Moishchai, does he, was the Ratzeach Moishchai, the Kohen Gadol, V'chihu Moishchai? Ela means like this, Zeh Shenimshach B'yomov.
In other words, like the Mishnah says, in the case when the person killed, and then the Kohen Gadol died, and they appointed the second Kohen Gadol, and then there was the Gemar Din, so the second Kohen Gadol, he's the one that takes place. That's called Zeh Shenimshach B'yomov, that he was appointed to be in Kohen Gadol when you're alive, even after you did the Ma'aseh HaRigah. That's Pshat in our mission. That's what we know from this pasuk. So Mr. Morris, the question, Mehevel el Mevet, what should have he done? Like, since this Kohen Gadol was not a Kohen Gadol when Reuven the Ratzeach killed, he first became a Kohen Gadol afterwards. True, he became before the Gemar Din, but he became after the person did the Ma'aseh HaRigah, so why is he at fault? Like, what could have he done? So Morris says, still, Hoyele Levakesh Rachmim Sheyigmadim Melechus Vlei Bikesh. Still, since the Kohen Gadol was appointed before the Gemar Din, he should have been mispalo to Hashem that the Gemar Din should have been l'schus and not that the person should be chayiv golus. So, but this is also fitting that he's at fault, therefore it's his misa that's mechaper on the Ratzeach.
Why is now he's punished like his misa is the one that's mechaper? So, for instance, still yes, since he was appointed a Kohen Gadol before there was the Gemar Din, so there's still a time upon him, hoyle levakish rachamim. He should have davened more sheyig madin l'schus. Interesting that his tefillah could have stopped the Gemar Din from being l'choy, but changed it over to l'schus. V'lei bikesh, since he did not daven this much, he's also at fault, and therefore it's the same thing. His misa is what frees the Ratzeach. Omer Abaya, Naktinim, we come out nigmar dinoi umeis. Let's say there's the Gemar Din, and then umeis. Then the Ratzeach dies before they take him to the Ohr Miklat. The law is Molichin Atzas Moisav L'Sham. Still, they bury him there in the Ohr Miklat. They take his bones to the Ohr Miklat. The Chassid it says Loshuv Loshev is Boretz. He has to live in the ground. Ad Moisav Koyin until the Koyin dies. The question is, V'ezel yeshiv v'shiboritz, what's a living in the ground itself? Have yoimezu kfura. That means even after he's mace, he has to live in the Aramikvot until the Kohen Gadol dies. That means we bury him there, what? Then they can remove him to the Abate Ovis, the Kvaros Ovis. Tana we learned. Mace, Kodem, Shemes Kohen Gadol, if the Ratzach dies first, so Malichin Atzmaisav Al... What? Mace, Kodem, Shemes Kohen Gadol, Malichin Atzmaisav Al Kivri Avaisav. One sec. It should be like this. Rational is like this. Tony will learn. Mace, Ratzach, Bore Miklet. And then, Umace, Kohen God, Lachazman. Then the Kohen God will die. That's what it should be. Tony will learn like this. Mace, Kohen Shemace, Kohen God. But, so first they buried him in the Yorim Miklet, and then the Kohen God will die. Now, Malichin Atzmais, Tala Kivri Avaisav. They're allowed to bury him in Kivri Avaisav. It says, Yoshev, Ratzach, Alerbetz, Achuzosai. And after the Kohen Gadol dies, he returns to Eretz Achuzosai. He returns to the land. So again, Ezel Yeshiv Yeshiv Eretz Achuzosai. What do you mean you live now in the land of your father? Have Yoyma Zukfura. That means you're allowed to be buried now by Kivrei Avos. Nigmadina. Let's say the Bezdin made a Gmadin Venase Koyen Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Again, Reuven killed somebody B'Shegeg. There was a Kohen Gadol alive. Bezdin made a psak din, he's chayev golus, he killed B'shoigig. And now we find out that the Kohen Gadol is a ben grusha ben chalutza. Now we first find this out, that his mother was a grusha. See, his posel is not a Kohen Gadol. So what's the halacha? Is it considered that there was a gemar din with a Kohen Gadol, and he goes out free now? Or is it considered there was a gemar din without a Kohen Gadol, and he stays there forever? So, pli gibor rabam rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. It's a machloikas rabam rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha.
All right, turn over.
This is the Machlokes, Rav Yitzchok and Rabami. That Chadama 1 says, Meis Sakuna. It's considered like the Kuna died right now, and therefore the Ratzach does not go to Golus. It's considered only like the Kohen died. Up until now, he was the Kohen Gadol. It's only from now onwards that he's Posel. So therefore, the Ratzach is freed. The Chadam once says no, bot lakuna. It's like he was never a Kohen Gadol. The Rashi says the Gloy Muslim Afreya, so he's a Kohen Gadol. Since he had this tzul of Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, he was not a Kohen Gadol from before. It comes out b'shas to Gemara Din, there was no Kohen Gadol alive. Therefore, the din is he stays there liyelam. It's the Machlokes. So what's the Machlokes told you? The Mor says leima. Let's say the plukta the Rebbe Loza Rebbe Yeshua Kamiflagi. The Tanam learned like this. Of a Kohen was on top of the Mizbeach, doing the Avodah, and now we find out that this Kohen, loved after Kohen Gadol, any Kohen, we find out now that this Kohen is a Ben Gerusha's mother was a Gerusha, and he's a Cholol now, so he's supposed to do the Avodah. We have Lozoi Mer, Kol Karbonis Shikri Psulim, all the Karbonis that he did before Absulim, like now this Psul is from Lamafreya, he was Psul all along, to any korban that he brought the last 20 years is psulim, is posel. Rabbi Shua Mano, Machshir, whatever he did before is kosher. The psulim of Ben Gerusha is only chal from now onwards. Therefore, man the yom mesa, the one that says it like we had a Kohen Gadol, just from now onwards he's like mace. Rabbi Shua, he holds like Rabbi Shua, that the kabbonis that he brought before are kosher. So therefore, there was a Kohen Gadol, just he died now. It's like he died now. Or man the Yamabata, the one that says no, it's like we never had a Kohen Gadol, Kareb Loza, that holds the Psul is Chalam Afreya, excuse me, all the Kabbonis Apsulim. It wasn't like this, true.